Hello all, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. Today brought to you from the acoustics of the bedroom, because it kind of kicked on a little bit. In fairness, I was off the road all yesterday, again. We'll come to that later. Gutter. But I spent the entire afternoon building the kids' bed. They've got a king size from IKEA. You know, IKEA furniture is only ever really built, designed to be built once, and with instructions. So clearly what they've done is they'd bought it secondhand. It was in good nick. So it's all been... And also, why does everybody decide to take all the screws out? You know, like, part of the problem is that you put all the screws in, and then, so when you take it apart, just undo them a little bit, take it out, and then that way, when you get it to its destination, A, all the screws or bolts will be in the right place. All you've got to do is click the bit into gear and go and tighten them all back up again. No, we don't want to do that. What we want to do is we want to take them all out, put them in a bag, forget about the 8 that are over there. We'll realise that they're actually, you know, there. Once we've delivered the bed, gone home and gone, oh, I haven't got those 8 bits. I hope they're going to be okay. Yeah, so 4 hours. And as a result of which, no Q&A yesterday, otherwise I could have done it. Could have done many things yesterday, but instead building a bit. Right, so this week, the introduction comes from Nick. Nick at London Creative, who's zipping his channel on over. Used to be London Creative and London Creative out and about. It's now turning into Solo Nick, which is about sort of role-playing games and then sort of Dungeons & Dragons-y type of soldiery type things and all that. And there's also Uncle Climbing Moss, which is more of the out-and-about thing, which apparently coincides with a blog they've got going. So anyway, I'll show all the details in case anyone's interested. And he said, this week I'll mostly be wearing Elton John's glasses and a Ted Lasso T-shirt. I do have a tendency... I like the glasses. Oh, so these are my normal. These are my sort of Colin Firth, Kingsman, Tinker Taylor, Soldier Spy, brown suit, orange shirt, smoking lots of fags glasses. But the clear ones came about because of which is the perfect couple with Nicole Kidman and the geezer who plays Wolverine's brother, who's a great actor, and I can't remember his name. And he had like a pair of these clear glasses. I said, I've got them for Christmas. They weren't dear. They come off Amazon, ain't they? He had like a linen shirt. I thought he looks cool. I mean, the fact that he's sort of like, you know, obviously goes down to the gym 5 times a week, has got half my body weight, and he's actually, all his hair and his teeth are nice, and he's actually much better looking than me, has got nothing to do with it. It's all about the glasses. So I've got a pair of glasses. This week, of course, we'll be sporting the usual Tinker Tailor Soldier Spice and this. Kind of like this. Postlethwaite, Sampras, Doherty, Tom. Quality. I let you work the rest out. Took me a while. My mate Gary had one in the pub. And it was like Lineker, Crowley, I can't remember off the top of my head, Wilmot. And I thought, oh, I realised they were famous names. And they went, ah, see what you've done there. That's good. I'm having one of them. Oh, a Christmas present. That's from the kid. Yes, so as he says, Ted Lasso, you can't beat Ted Lasso. I'm rewatching the entire series from the beginning. Brilliant. It's a style, I guess. He said, I had a Mini called Koo. The number plate was Koo67V. It was named after my favourite photographer's Koo style. I knew she was a model for the page 3. I didn't know she was a photographer. The same when it went out with Prince Andrew. Yeah, Princess Koo. I ripped the door off one day when reversing to a parking space. The door swung open and went and caught on the parking meter. He also said he met Suggs. He said, weird things your videos remind me of. Yes, thank you, Nick. Anyway, so what we'll do is we'll do some links out to his guy. And also, don't forget, Steve is out there doing his thing as well. So, but I haven't got around to talk the links out because I'm hopeless. I'm sorry, Steve. I'm just not good at this stuff. So, right, question of the week. This week's question of the week is from, we've got two, I think. Mark Carmstrong says, Rob, the CX is not just a backload site. Get your facts right. He's in capitals. So when you do it in capitals, it's very shouty. And I thought, yeah, you know, get your facts right, Pete. What do I know? What do I know about it? I always say everything that goes on this channel is wrong, or it's at least largely erroneous. But it has made me think, because there was a comment a little while ago from a guy who said, what is this app you're all talking about? I thought, well, I've done all this thing, you know, sort of about the CX and the app and how it works, But I've done it like 4 or 5 years ago. So when you go to that video, you'll see the video is 4 years old. And you go, oh, that's 4 years old. That's no bloody good, is it? It's rubbish. Get rid of that. So I will probably do a whole new series of videos about how what the CX is, how the app works. Now, if you've done it all before and you don't want to watch it, you can fast forward it. And let's face it, the main reason I'm doing it is because the chance I'll get a lot of views. Because if you go, what is this? If I always say the two things are, how much money can I make on the CX? And I've had a disaster. We'll come on to I've had a disaster this week. Again, this week's disaster we'll get to. Are the two that get the most. The one that gets more, which one gets more out of the two? I've had a disaster. People love a Schadenfreude. So, but I'm going to do a few more. I do just bring them up to date. And I know what I'm doing a little bit more now. Is it a backload site? Do you know what? Is it a backload site? I think you're asking the wrong question. It doesn't matter what it is. The question is, does it work? That's what you want to be asking. But anyway, so I'll probably do one of those. I did mean to do it to launch it this week, but I didn't get around to it, despite the fact I've had plenty of time. I was building a bed. What can you do? So, and also the other question of the week, because that's obviously not an oxymoron. Is that right? Oxymoron? No, it's not oxymoron. I can't remember the word for it. One for the wise guys there. What's the thing where it's not right? You say, I'll have the biggest half. You can't say I'll have the biggest half. It's half. Wasi Mashad says, what happens if you break down with a load on board? Now, that's a very sensible question. So that one we're definitely going to have to do. But I will just do the other one because in it for the money. So, which brings us on to last week's mistakes. Neptune Courier, our mate Neil, the ADR guy, our man in Scotland, says, hi Pete, one of the guys asked you, is it okay to invoice outside of the CX? I don't think he was talking about poaching. I have several direct engagement customers who initially engaged me through the CX, and I now just give a call and say, send me the invoice and I'll come across to you. You no longer have the support if they're a bad payer, but so far I've had no issues with these guys. No, I get that. If you like, there's a couple of the courier firms, HBC. I don't use the CX through, if I see the job will either ping up through their portal or it'll ping up through the CX. I ring them and go, I can cover it. They send me the job through their portal. So were they not to pay me, you can go to CX and go, well, they haven't paid me. And you go, well, they haven't sent you the job for the CX. What are you telling me for? It's HBC. What are you going to do? I've been working them forever. They've always been fantastic. They always pay on time or ahead of time. And they're a brilliant firm. And they pay good rates. So if it ever happens, they don't owe me any money. So there you go. But no, I know what you're saying there, mate. Thanks for putting it straight. But yeah, again, the question, does the CX ever get the hump if you take jobs off? No. You can do CX and you can do Shipley and you can work for City Sprint or Speedy Freight and you can do all the jobs you want for your own customers. You can do one CX job a month if you like. You've still got to pay the ludicrously large expensive membership, which I've now got to do for 6 months, not for 3 months, because I missed the cut-off date by 4 days. So that's another 500 and something quid I'm going to have to find in 3 weeks' time after having the truck off the road for 4 days in space of 2 weeks and shelling out the best part of $2,000 on recovery bills and blue problems and now EGR valve. Yeah. But just gonna have to do it, aren't I? Just going to have to get my head down and go to war. That's what you're going to have to do. Which leads us on the subject of leading up to the EGR valve. Aftermarket parts, which was the main video this week. Mad Maestro says, top advice, Pete. Amazing, mate. That should have gone in last week's mistakes. Anyone who thinks I give top advice, I don't. I don't know what I'm doing. I tend to mainly, the best part about this channel is I get to pass on the advice of people who do know what they're doing. But thanks anyway. I appreciate the comment. Steve Turnton says, I always go OEM. They last longer from my experience. Yes, they cost more, but they last a lot longer. I have gone cheap with a transit starter motor and had to change it yearly. I can't afford downtime, so now I fit the correct part. Saves in the long term. I've never heard of OEM because, as I said before, everything is largely wrong and I'm largely clueless. My parts tend to be either DAF originals or TVP, TVR, TPRV. So it's only three letters. RBJ, something like that. I can't remember what they are. TVP? I don't know. TVP, that's textile visual protein. That's what them vegan mob eat. But are they the greatest? No. But they're actually, sometimes they're okay. I don't know. My question for the wise guys for next week is, do OEM, is it OEM? Didn't they sing the Locomotion? Well, Kylie Minogue. That's a different person than Locomotion. Who's it, OEM? Yeah, OEM. My Cherry Ocean, little sing along there. Do they make death parts? Or do they just make other parts? So there's a question for Wise Guys for next week. Once again, the channel that I've created for myself to clue myself in. Dale Steele says, aftermarket parts can be identical if they are OEM. Once again, Dale, do they do DAFs? And if they do, where do I buy them from? Because my local dealers, which is... Well, I just call them DAFs, but they're not DAFs, are they? They're a chain of people. I can't remember which one it is. You'll know the one in Dunstable, the one in Hemel Hempstead. There's one in Heathrow, apparently. They're quite a big DAF dealership. You've got four or five things going on there. They said they do TV, DVR parts. So do OEM do parts for DAFs? Is it an online thing? Can I get them from somewhere? If I can, let me know, because I might want to start thinking about getting OEM parts rather than the other ones. Dale Steele also says, the wheel sensor on my Maserati was £60, yet on my BMW it was £80. Surely this is the wrong way round. You know what I hear in that phrase, Dale? You got a Maserati. That's really cool. Well done, you. I always quite wanted one of those. As sports cars go, they look really cool. And they got the Trident thing on the front. I like the Trident thing. Looks really good. So brilliant. I'd love to see a picture. Well done, mate. He also says you need to get your money back from the faulty sensor. It really doesn't depend on what you're buying. My new mechanic buys aftermarket OEM parts. I bought cheap aftermarket rear light for my van. It didn't fit properly, so I ended up buying a second hand original part and fitted perfectly. We come to second hand as well. Godzilla says, mine is always a cost consideration. A drive shaft on my old car was 700 sheets, so I'd rather a little bit happy to spend £60 on a spurious part. If it had worn out, there was still a budget to replace it three more times within the cost. This is important. A hard part is everything comes from China, so there's no pride where they make it in cost considerations. I don't know about that. I'll be honest with Godzilla, I don't know. We're all in the lap of the gods with mechanics, aren't we? And finally, Dale, Neil at Neptune Courier said, this week I needed a brake caliper for my near front side. I went to the Motor Factor and they told me it was £211. Got it home, took the wheel off, took the caliper off. It was the wrong factor. It didn't fit, basically. So he said there was a hole that didn't line up. I needed a caliper desperately, so I phoned Mercedes thinking I was going to be like open heart surgery in my wallet, and he said it was £140. So the Mercedes original part was actually cheaper than the aftermarket part. I had £211 for the aftermarket, £140 for Mercedes. My mate Nick, the Urban Trucker, says that sometimes Mercs will Scanias have deals. He says sometimes their parts have deals, and the original Scania parts are actually cheaper than the aftermarket parts. So this week, doing well. Got through to Thursday this week. Had a really good day lined up on Friday. My customer running some pallets up to Leeds, paid good money, £3 a month. And then I picked one up off the exchange, which was coming back from Oldham or Leeds Way, which had to go back to Hemel Hempstead. 7.5-ton job, 4.5. I was in for piano for the day. And I'll do you a link for that. got through to Thursday, went to tip my load on Thursday in Bedford. Stop immediately, your fannies are going to explode. The soot level's too high. I'm like, oh, what's going on now? Got it to the distribution centre, got it. Oh, funny, I had 4 pallets on board, the lights disappeared. I thought, I ain't running this up the leads. I don't take the chance. Not after recovery the other day, £765 to get it recovered. So I got the computer guy to plug it in, got the DAF guy to plug it in. It was the EGR valve. We knew about this. It needed doing. I was hoping it wouldn't need doing quite so urgently. And if I knew what I knew now, I'd have had it done quicker, because it cost me more money to be off the road than it would cost me for the valve. But that's life, isn't it, really? So, EGR valve for a DAF. Brand new, DAF original, with all the grommets, all singing, all dancing, all in for the budget price of £1,670. Or there's the aftermarket one. We can do you the budget aftermarket one without the grommets. That one is only £970. Don't know if the VAT was on that or not at all, but it might have been. And so I rang my mate James at Grewcox. They said, we've got a second-hand one, good nick, sitting on a shelf, £350 plus. I said, I'll see you in 15 minutes. So, have I done the right thing? You never know, because you bought an aftermarket part. You bought a second-hand part. Chances are, it might only last a week. It might last a month. It might pack up again. They go, well, you know, what do you want? You bought a second-hand part. It's the lap of the gods, isn't it, really? In my experience, if you buy a brand new one and it breaks, you try and take it back, so they go, oh, no, sorry. You see, what you've done there is you've done screw up a little bit too tight, so it's down to you. Like that, we try and take the wheel sensor back. The wheel sensor was £40. And my chances of fighting DAFs to go, I want my money back on this, it doesn't work. Although I maybe need to get a bit harder on that score, in fairness. But as Godzilla said, firstly, this one could be a DAF original for all I know. I trust Grewcox. They've never let me down and never intentionally let me down. If this one lets me down, it won't be their fault. So if they say it's in good nick, I believe they're in good nick. They're lovely, lovely people. At £350, I can replace it five times for the price of a DAF original. That doesn't take into account the time you're going to be off the road, but I've got to take my chances. I haven't got this car. I haven't got tons of money kicking around me. Like I say, I've only just started in September. Then there was time off for Christmas. Then there's time off for Kipper. And now the damn thing keeps breaking down all the time. I need to get there. I need to get to work. But I think the point is you need to wait all up. I think the best thing you can do is ring round. As Neptune Curious says, you might find that the original part is actually cheaper. So get a price for the original part, get a price for the aftermarket part, get a price for the second-hand part, weigh up all three and go, I'm going with that one. Sometimes you can't avoid the, the wheel sensor that I got, I had to pay £80 and get a DAF original wheel sensor because nothing else would do. And sometimes it won't, but you have to do you. And every case is going to be different, and I'm going to leave it to you guys because you guys know what you're doing, and I'm just still stumbling around in the dark. Which leads us neatly to the wise guys.
I used to just go with whatever meat looked good or was on sale at the grocery store. But now that I've experienced the exceptional quality, flavor, and convenience that you can get from Omaha Steaks, I'm never going back. They can build a custom food plan based on your schedule, which means less food waste and stocking up on high-quality proteins to always have on hand. With Omaha Steaks in your freezer, you're always just minutes away from a quality dinner, whether it's Taco Tuesday or a weekend feast. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code YUM at checkout for $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
And this week's wise guys, we've got to keep moving forward, says, all right, mate, I'm looking to get an Isuzu Grafter 3.5-ton extra-long wheelbase flatbed. In your experience, do you think there would be a good choice? This would be a good choice for the courier exchange? I'm looking to make the jump soon, but heard mixed things about CX lately. You're always going to hear mixed things about CX. I'm finding it quiet at the moment. I think it's a lot of money to join. I'm still going to do it. You know, if I've done the maths on it, I've only got to do two jobs a week for it to pay for itself, and I do more than that. I do most of my work off of CX. As for flatbeds, we have done a video, I'll do you a link, to specialist vehicles on the CX. And if it's a high ab, and if it's a flatbed, or if it's a lorry box, or if it's got a cantilever tail lift, if the right job is on there, you'll get good money for it. But chances are the right job won't be on there. And a lot of the time, we go, no, sorry, mate, we need a van. No, sorry, mate, we need a car. Sorry. No, sorry, mate, we need a tail lift. You're going to lose more than you're going to gain. That's the truth. There is a more in-depth video. I've done the link. Check on that. But the answer is, you know, I would only ever, if you got a flatbed, I would try to focus on people around you that might need a flatbed and try and work at, I wouldn't bother. I wouldn't focus on the CX. I would actually, if you're going to go for a specialist vehicle, I think you're going to have to concentrate more on finding the work, which is time-consuming but could be more lucrative in the long run and possibly less grief. Trucking About with Steve, who's got his own channel, Trucking About with Steve, says, You can sit, because we're on Wise Guys, aren't we? You can sit speed awareness courses in the same area multiple times, and you can do it online too, which would be handy, because if you get caught speeding in York, you go, oh, can I do this online, please? Because it's a very long way for me to go up to York to do the courses. And Nia Wilson says, speed awareness courses are often taken in the area offence committed, which I suppose is because it brings in money for their borough, which is fair enough. He says, simple, don't speed. That is the point, is that the speed limit is, that's where your speed limit is. The other night I'm doing on the A66 at 4 o'clock in the morning, doing under the limit. The limit should be 50, but it dropped to 40 for safety reasons. Truck wanting to go faster sees 50 mile per hour sign, didn't see the 40 mile per hour sign, decides to go, puts his foot down, overtakes me. The next thing, blue lights, and he's so he thought it was an ambulance, let me go through, and soon realised it was the police that passed me. Next thing, the HGV is in the LA by further on, and so were the police in front. He said, people, please don't rush. I take on board everything you say, and you're dead right. I have actually checked my licence. I have now got a clean licence. I've got 3 points on, but they're 4 years old. So in a year's time, I say clean licence. In a year's time, they're not even on my licence. Not even. I don't understand. They're active for three. I do understand. They're active for 3 years, but on your licence for five. So they're doing insurance. I do my very best not to speed. I don't even do 52 in a 50 because, they allow 10%. No, I do 50. Because if you get done for doing 2 miles over, you're going to get the right needle. It's just not worth it. The only problem is sometimes you're not aware of speed limit. I mean, I got caught once. I was going through Yorkshire and it was 50, 30, 50, like that. And there's an industrial site over there and there's a camera set for it. It was almost like a trap, if I'm honest. And I was like, oh, I don't know the area. I didn't see the sign in time, Sometimes you don't clock it, But if you do your very, very best not to speed, chances are the worst you're going to get is on your license is 3, possibly 6 points over a 3 year period. So you're still going to be okay. It does mean a course. It does mean money. You're better off without it. If you can, just don't do it. It's easier. It's not worth the grief, Libya for Libyan says, he says, hello, Pete. He says, thanks for the content, mate. He says, very hard to come by details, info, this kind of job. So just wondering right now, I'll see if I got this right. £2.25 a mile for 420 miles round trip on a motorway. Double decker, fully loaded both ways, 5 days a week contract is okay pricing. Do you think this would be okay? He says only Leyland and Motherwell refueling stations, both 3 miles off my route. So he's not even going to take time off to get diesel. Any heads up would be much appreciated. So I think what you're saying is someone's offering you £2.25 a mile, admittedly in a double decker Arctic, to do a 420 mile round trip 5 days a week. I would bite their hand off. That's like 49, but it's about £945 a day. That's nearly a grand a day, 5 days a week. The one thing I would question is, can you do that on your driving hours? You've got 9 hours, you've got to go 420 miles. With brakes and get there and get that. That strikes me, I don't know if you'll be able to do that. But if you can, I'd have it. That's what? 5K a week, 4.5K a week, 4.5K a week for going up and down the road. No dead miles, no grief. I would bite their hand off. If that was me, I'd say, yes, please, where do I sign? Got the pen in my hand. But that's if I've got that one right. But yeah, no, I think that's a deal, mate. Take it. Jahadia says, right, he says, it's still confusing. I am having a normal, it's got normal car comprehensive insurance, but now I'm thinking about doing delivery work. Do I have to cancel my existing insurance and buy delivery insurance, or what do I do? Because I want to have normal comprehensive insurance for SP and commute, but also I need insurance for deliveries. What are my options, please? Thanks. I think we kind of covered this one. I'll do a link if I can find the video. If not, mate, I don't really know. It's not my thing, the Amazon thing, the Flex thing. I'm not really sure. I think we went through it a little while ago. So hopefully there is a link to the video that will do that. But I mean, ultimately, I would say probably your best bet is to speak to the people that are there and go to the other Flex drivers. What do you do for insurance? What do you do? And they'll go, well, I've done everything. I've just got one on one. You go, is that right? And then you'll get one going, no, that's not good. You don't want that. What you need is this. And you'll work it out. It's talking to people. It's talking to people is how we learn. It's why I've got this channel. I talk to people. You talk to me. I talk to other people. Go, what do we do? They tell me. I tell you. Bish, bosh, bosh. There it goes. So I'll do the link anyway for what it's worth. Let's hope it works out for you. And now trucks. Quite a long one today. Craig MCG said, so I always thought that the engine malfunction and transmission failure would just have to welcome trucks. Let's pray mine's working. Which leads us to miscellaneous. This week's miscellaneous are from Trucking About with Steve, the nefarious Steve Campbell, still out there. He's on his new firm now, I think. He says, when my DAF did it, it turned out to be a lot of soot clogging the pipe. Cleared it and now had it plugged in. And he said, I've echo mode turned off. It runs great. Now I don't drive the DAF. Now, as I've moved on, did my last day Friday, start with another firm tomorrow. And the time being from good luck. He also said, is the other T for tail lift? Now, of course it's not, Steve. You know what the other T is for. Good luck with a new job, mate. Give us a bell if you're bored. I haven't spoken to you for ages. We're talking about our channel. We should do now. We should catch up, like, you know. So, but what I had, Mark did actually show me what we did with it. We put the new valve on. Then Ian's put his computer on and done a force regeneration. And then Mark showed me on the dashboard there's a bit where you click on, go there, show exhaust. And now I realise there's a bit, it's like a scrolling snail. He says, you see where the blue line is at the bottom next to where it says clean? That means the soot filter is empty. As it fills it, it go like that. And it should automatically regenerate. But he showed me how to do a regeneration. You have to stop, hold the button down for 4 seconds, and it do an auto regeneration. Why it wouldn't do it the other day? I think it wouldn't do it the other day on Friday because the valve weren't working. But now the valve's working, we should be good. Willie Bob said, what is a jigsaw van? I'm not the only one. Willie Bob's jigsaw van is what I've got at the moment. You buy a van which isn't particularly new and slowly but surely you replace all the parts. I've done a video on it. There it is. We'll do you a link. The jigsaw van. I'm a big fan of the jigsaw van. You'll see if you watch the video. And conclusion this week, Ricky Davidson says, have you ever considered a Awanaska retreat, Peter? So I Googled what an Awanaska retreat is, because clearly I had absolutely no idea what that is. And it's one of these places where they pamper you all day long and sort of mojitos and massages and saunas and swimming pool. And then every night they put you through hell. Well, I've got my own Awanaska retreat. The only difference is mine's 24 hours. I don't need the pampering. I just go grief all the time. Oh, my God, it's beeping at me again. Well, hopefully it won't beep at me this week because I've got to seriously get my head down and do some catch-up. So keep your fingers crossed for me, guys. Let's hope that Tiffany finally starts playing the game, because this week I need to get out there because I need to take care and take money.